RadioSaintPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today, Charlie reviews Oculus, now playing in area theaters.
Rare in the horror film genre, the villain in Oculus attacks through your mind. It is a psychological torturer and killer. It is also a mirror. Whether or not the mirror is evil itself, or is a gateway to or from somewhere else, is not the film's purpose. The filmmakers examine the mirror's influence on one particular family, and its ability to manipulate, coerce, and control its surroundings. This is one powerful piece of furniture. Oculus is the Latin word for eye. In today's vernacular, it is an architectural term for circular opening in a dome or wall. In this horror movie, it refers to an antique, villainous mirror that invades your mind, tricking you into seeing things that are not there, and even commanding you to perform usually awful actions. Co-writer and director Mike Flanagan wants to scare you, but not through more commonplace axe murderers, shrieking ghosts, or things that go bump in the night. He employs psychological deceptions, making you second-guess what is real and what is only in your head. 10 years ago, the Russell family moved into a new house and bought some antiques to spruce the place up at the same time. Alan Russell, played by Rory Cochran, hangs a silver mirror in his office, surrounded by an ornate black frame. Its presence is the center of the room, if not the entire house. Pretty soon, all the plants are dead, the dog is going insane, his wife Marie, played by Katie Sackhoff, is spiraling toward a breakdown, and their two kids, 12-year-old Kaylee and 10-year-old Tim, are defending themselves against parents who are fast becoming anything but loving and nurturing. Fast forward 10 years, and Kaylee, played by Karen Gillan, works in an auction house while Tim, played by Brenton Thwaites, emerges from a mental facility. Something terrible happened 10 years ago, and while Tim rationalized and explained it away, Kaylee remembers everything, and more importantly for the story, believes what happened and vows revenge on the mirror. In a mighty convenient coincidence, the mental facility discharges Tim, declaring him legally sane, on the exact same day Kaylee finally gets her hand on the mirror again. Setting up a supernatural experiment in their old home, and hanging the mirror in its old spot on the wall, Kaylee is determined to prove the mirror is a serial-killing menace to society. Rattling off a long history of victims all the way back to the 1700s, if true, the mirror has some explaining to do. The film does not answer this question, but why does the mirror use its supernatural powers to hoodwink humans into harming themselves and others? How it pulls these feats off is far less interesting than whatever its motives are. Flanagan does not succeed in his psychological scares. Thankfully, there are fewer jump scares in the average horror movie, but Oculus is more gruesome and gory than spooky. It is also best to skip the glaring logic problem of why Kaylee sets up the experiment in the first place. If she knows the mirror has certain powers to affect brains and takes some time to warm up to its full potential, just go ahead and destroy the mirror already. She creates a sort of cat-and-mouse game whose only purpose is to extend the film into feature length. Lacking chills, moving slowly, and maneuvering around plot holes are Oculus's major sins. There are times when trying to work out if something is real or not provides a genuine intellectual exercise, but in the end, it is not worth the effort because a script full of unreliable narrators will never provide you any truths. The best thing you may take away from Oculus is this gem of a line from Tim. What is more likely, you misremembering something or the mirror eats dogs? I give Oculus 2 out of 4 stars.
Oculus is rated R, now playing across Tampa Bay today at Touchstar Cinemas Seminole 8, Regal Park Place, Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas, AMC Woodlands Square 20, AMC West Shore 14, Movico Palm Harbor 10, AMC Veterans 24, Regal Citrus Park Stadium 20, and Movico Centro Ybor 20. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.